See the kind of industries that are opening up.
This is Local Biz Now with Joe Vagnone, where your business matters. Local
Biz Now. You have to determine what is working, what isn't working.
Joe Vagnone is a respected business broker, helping individuals buy and sell businesses. Joe has successfully owned and operated many companies in a variety of industries. This is Local Biz Now. Local Biz Now, because your business matters.
You are listening to the number one talk business show in all of North Carolina. We're coming to you live from a brand new Burner Cigar Studio, home of finest premium cigars and cigar smokers in the world. Great people, premium cigars. Life is good at Burner Cigars, located in Burkdale Village. Go on by there and tell them Joe sent you, and your first cigar is on me. I'm going broke with that, but I'm gonna keep going until I run out of money. You are listening to Local Biz Now. I am Joe Vagnone. If it's Monday afternoon, we hope to inspire, inform, and entertain you, because that's what we do here at News Talk WSIC. We've been doing this show going on strong for 10 years. We've interviewed well over 850 small business owners and community leaders. We have well over 575 videos on my sexy YouTube channel. I don't mean I'm sexy. I mean the channel is sexy. Go to Joe Vagnone. BusinessBroker.com, Joe Vagnone Business Broker, and please subscribe. We would appreciate it, and we'll be able to send you all of these videos after they are produced. They've done a great job. There's a lot of tips and that sort of stuff for small business people on there. Joe Vagnone Business Broker, go there to the tubes. We are live on the tubes, live on the book, live on the X, and those of you that don't know Joe Talk, that is Facebook, YouTube, and X, and some other stuff, some podcasting stuff, but I'm just not quite sure what that's all about. But I promise you, if you want to see this show now or in the future, there are plenty of ways for you to be able to do that. If it is Monday afternoon, your business matters. And if it's Monday afternoon, I always have somebody helping me do this show, and this month is no exception. I have, and if you're listener to the show at all, you know he's a very good friend of mine, Danny Decker. He is the master marketing simplified. Danny Decker, my friend, thank you so much for being here, buddy.
Joe, it is great to be here. I'm loving the new studio. I'm loving the new time slot. Listen, here's the thing about...
Do you like Monday afternoon?
Here's the thing.
I still can't get used to it.
Here's the thing about Monday versus Friday. So I'm someone who does a lot of workshops, a lot of webinars, lots of educational content. When you do stuff at the end of the week, people listen to it, they like it, but then the weekend comes and they forget all about it. When you do stuff early in the week, middle of the week, people actually take action on it. So this show is all about inspiring action, right? So like today is perfect. People are listening in, and tomorrow morning you get to the office and you start taking action on this. So I think Monday is going to be a golden time slot for this show.
So thank you, Danny. And for those of you that don't know, Danny is and has been for years my go-to marketing guy. You and I have been talking marketing. You've been helping me with marketing. Later on in the year, you and I are going to be talking about a new product listing that I have in great detail. Kind of give me a little bit of your background for those of you that don't remember.
Yeah, and I'll give you the short version. So all the way back in 2010, I started a marketing agency, and from 2010 to 2018, scaled that up, 7-figure business, 14 full-time employees. Sold it in 2018 because I was ready for a different challenge. And so I spent a couple of years writing books, doing a lot of speaking, a lot of like one-on-one consulting. Wrote the book Marketing Simplified, and we've talked a lot about that in the past here. But then last year, I decided it was time to get back into the execution game. And so I have launched an agency called the Automatic Marketing Agency, wrote another book with a partner called the Automatic Marketing Machine. And our focus is lead gen and digital marketing for professional service firms, including law firms, including, IT firms and all sorts of businesses where it's really important to appear as the expert. So we do all the stuff you love, Joe, all the digital stuff, the squeeze pages, the landing pages, all that stuff that you love to talk about. That's what we do.
So, and that's kind of what's so funny about having you on, because when you talk, you just kind of skip over all this lingo that, you know, Danny, it used to be years ago, I thought I was a marketing master. You understand? I used to have a bunch, I mean a lot, of sandwich shops inside office buildings, right? Literally, there was a time in Charlotte metro area, if there was a 110,000 square foot building or larger, I had some kind of food service in that building, right? And you know what my marketing was? I'd print up a flyer and slide it under the door.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant.
That's all I needed to do, right? Because I knew where the client was.
Yeah.
You do the same thing. You find out where the client is, and you slide them a squeeze page or landing page.
And that's just it, Joe. And I think that's, you know, the conversation we've had before, too, is like, listen, a lot of marketing folks in this day and age like to talk about all the fancy terminology, right? The landing pages, the impressions, the squeeze pages, the drip campaigns, all this stuff. At the end of the day, those are all just tools. Marketing strategy hasn't changed. It's about reaching the right people with the right message, driving them to take action, following up with the sales process until you convert them into a client. And listen, whether it's a flyer slipped under a door or a targeted Facebook ad that drives traffic to a squeeze page, it's the same concept. And so, you know, I always try to get away from the terminology and the fancy lingo and like, hey, this is just about, let's figure out who your audience is. Let's figure out what's the right message to drive them to action. And let's put a campaign in place to make that happen.
And so if anybody's questioning how I feel about Danny, when my older brother needed help with his business, I sent him Danny. When my younger sister needed help with her business, I sent him Danny. So I am a firm believer in what Danny does. And Danny, if they wanted to meet you, how could they do that?
Yeah, so first off, I'm on LinkedIn a lot, so you can just search for Danny Decker on LinkedIn.
Well, first of all, Julie's got you covered. If you're on the book, or if you go to the book, Julie's got Danny's website punched up there wide and live and clear, because everybody needs a Julie.
I love it. Thank you, Julie. Also, you can hit automaticmarketingagency.com.
So, you understand, let's see, how much time we got? Let me see. You know, we got a new board operator today, so we don't really know when the show start and stop. We don't know when the commercials are coming. No commercials today, Justin, as I was
probably not. No, you got about a minute and a half, okay. Somewhere in that range. Okay. I'll let you know.
Okay. So we only got a minute and a half. But we get back, you don't get on this show unless you have something to educate our listeners. What are you going to teach them?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about sales for a minute. And the thing is, you know, I run a marketing agency. I work with my clients to help them create a strategy, create campaigns to generate leads. But listen, marketing, generating leads are worthless if you don't have sales processes and sales systems to actually take those leads, have a conversation with them, and turn them into a buyer. And so, you know, I've spent a lot of time, and I have some really interesting kind of eye-opening stats, Joe, just related to, you know, the importance of response time when it comes to a lead, right? We all think, oh, a lead comes in. Cool, great, I got a lead. I can take my time. I can get back to him tonight. I can get back to him tomorrow. There's actually some stats out there that will surprise you about how important it is that you follow up quickly and intelligently with your leads as they come in. And if you're not doing that, you are wasting the vast majority of the money that you're spending on marketing. So I have some stats that I want to get into.
Okay, and we're going to get into it. We come back up from the break. And I want people to know, when Danny talks, there's a bunch of research that goes behind this. This isn't just Danny telling you flippantly. You absolutely do a lot of research and have a lot of experience in this area.
Yeah, it's research, and then it's also just experience of, you know, working with clients, working with hundreds of clients at this point, and kind of know what works and what doesn't, and you know, that's what matters.
So let's take a break. When we come back, you are listening to Local Biz Now. I am Joe Vagnone. If it's Monday afternoon, your business matters. We'll be right back. Yeah, you are listening to the number one live talk business show in all of North Carolina, coming to you live from Berner's Cigar Studio, home of premium cigars and exceptional cigar smokers. Life is good at Berner's Cigar. You know what? Fire it up, Justin. Fire it up.
Hey there, it's Josh Johnson, and as a firefighter, I know how to keep cool under pressure. But when it's time to unwind, I head to Berner's Cigar. Fire up your chill time with our hand-picked selection, because we all need a moment to enjoy life.
And that is my buddy Josh. Go on by Berner's. They are in the parking lot of Dick's Sporting Goods. Tell them Joe sent you, and your first cigar is on me. Burner Cigar, they are exceptional people. If you got time, light up while you're there and sit down and relax. You know, I love to tell people that a cigar is this equalizer, because you can sit down with somebody. It doesn't matter what their background is. It doesn't matter what their life experience is. That 45 minutes to an hour burning a tasty one, you'll end up with a friend by the time it's over with. So go on by there, Burner Cigar. Tell them that Joe sent you. You are listening to Local Biz Now, where your business matters. Danny Decker, you are the man. You are the marketing master. And so if somebody wanted to reach you, remind them one more time how they could do it.
Yeah, automaticmarketingagency.com. Or you can just find me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Just search for Danny Decker, and you will find me.
And he's written a couple of books. He's done some really nice things we're going to talk about during the month. But today, you brought us something from, you know, most people, most guests, they're supposed to bring something from the Google. But Danny, you like this big brain. You are the Google. So what did you bring us?
Actually, Joe, today I did bring something that I didn't write myself. Like these, okay. this is some research that I did.
This is Google.
Yeah, yeah. This is it's a little better than Google, but it's still it's not. I'm not quoting from my own book. You've called me out on that before, so
I have called you.
You have.
That's right.
No, so I want to talk, Joe, and obviously our audience of business owners out there. I think this is really important, right? Because we specialize in marketing, and we're in here talking about marketing, and you know, ultimately the purpose of a marketing campaign is to generate leads, right? You know, even branding, awareness, all of that stuff, it ultimately filters down to you need to generate leads so that you can then turn those leads into clients and customers, right? That ultimately is what marketing is all about. But what gets interesting is when you kind of look into, I look at it as a handoff, right? It's passing the baton between marketing and sales, right? You can have the best marketing machine in the world cranking out leads. And if you don't have a sales team and a sales process that knows how to respond to those leads, how to speak to those leads intelligently, ultimately how to convert them, well, the marketing, it doesn't matter, right? And vice versa. And Joe, I know, you know, you've been in just about every business you can imagine. You know, you can have the opposite problem too, right? Where you got these great salespeople, but their marketing's not dialed in. And so they're getting garbage leads. And marketing and sales,
well, they got to work harder to qualify that lead.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, one thing I have observed is marketing folks and sales folks love to argue, right? And the marketing team loves to say, well, these sales folks suck. They're not doing their job. We're doing our job. They're not doing their job. And meanwhile, sales is over there saying, hey, marketing, you're sending us a lot of leads, but none of them are qualified. And so you get this back and forth. And so one of the things that we work on, you know, with our clients is really, you know, creating synergy between the marketing and sales elements of a business, because we're generating leads. And at the end of the day, if our clients don't know how to put a sales system in place to convert those leads, what are we doing here? You know what I mean?
Which is really a completely different set of skill sets.
Completely different set of skill sets. And so one of the things that we've kind of honed in on and done some research on, and also just experienced in firsthand, you know, experience working with clients, business owners don't realize how important it is to follow up with leads quickly, right? And that is one of the sort of key things you have to do. If you're generating leads through digital marketing, online marketing, you have to respond quickly. So the first stat I want to share, Joe, this one blew my mind, and this is from a HubSpot marketing report, and they've surveyed thousands and thousands of businesses. When a lead reaches out to multiple businesses, the business that responds first wins the client 78% of the time.
Really?
78% of the time. So if you're a law firm or a plumbing company or a remodel, whatever, and you've got these leads coming in, if your clients are reaching out to multiple businesses to get a quote, which many of them are, if you are the first to respond, you are going to win 78% of the time.
Because you then become the benchmark. You become the standard in which they measure all the other responses to.
Yeah. And honestly, a lot of consumers don't want to have a whole bunch of sales conversations, right?
That's
like
correct.
They may reach out to a bunch of people, but I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've heard, I do audits and interviews on sales processes. And so we talk to end users. And one of the things they say all the time when I say, so why did you choose this company? Well, they were the first one to get back to me, right? Like we want to hear like, oh, cause their website was so great or cause their brand, but it's like, nope, they were the first one to get back to me. And that's why I hired them.
That is interesting.
Yeah. And so as a business owner, that's my first question for you is, what can you do to improve your response time, right? You got to look at it as a race. Lead comes into your email inbox or voicemail or whatever. You've got to have a system in place to get on that quickly.
I can't believe that.
78% of the time, it's a HubSpot. It's a HubSpot survey. I couldn't believe it either.
Wow.
It's really, really important. It also, I'll say something else about that too. That's a statistic specifically when a customer is reaching out to multiple businesses.
Don't ever question Dan.
I love you, Julie. Thank you. But you know, that's also an argument, by the way, for advertising in places where your clients aren't necessarily getting multiple quotes too, right? Because that's an interesting dynamic on this. When someone goes to Google and they search for a plumbing service, they're usually calling two or three or four people. But if you do different forms of advertising, email marketing, even paid social right. advertising, where you're the only person that they're seeing, well, now you've saved yourself at least some of that time crunch, right? So there's some thought to be had about where you're advertising and, like, do you want to be showing up on Google where five of your competitors are also listed versus advertising somewhere where your competition's not there yet?
Right. Okay, interesting.
So that's okay. Number one, right? So speed really matters. Number two, and this is a surprising and challenging statistic, but it's reality. The ideal lead response time is 5 minutes or less. Now listen to this. You are 21 times more likely to convert a lead if you reach them within the first 5 minutes than if you wait an hour or longer.
Whoa, slow down. For example, I was interested, didn't really want to purchase, but I was interested in some additional life insurance because, you know, my boy just got out of college, you know. So I made the mistake of going to the Google, asking the question to Google about insurance, and I must have received 80 insurance companies within 3 minutes, right? But the truth is, I wasn't actually ready at that moment to make a decision. I just kind of wanted to gather some information. So am I not common in that case? Because you're saying most people want to make a decision in that first 5 minutes.
Well, I'm just saying the statistic is that if you respond within 5 minutes, you have a 21 times more likely, you're more likely to convert the lead than if you wait more than an hour. Now, the situation you brought up, Joe, is really interesting. And I'll tell you one thing, like the insurance business industry knows this stuff, right? There right. is a reason why you fill out something online and you get bombarded, right?
Right.
But I think when I think about the audience for this show, right, a lot of these folks are small business owners, right? Plumbers, lawyers, you know, whatever,
that's
who
right.
don't necessarily have those marketing systems in place.
That's correct.
Right?
They do not.
And so I don't think, you know, when I share that stat, I tell people, listen, if you can't get back to people within 5 minutes, that's not the end of the world. Just know that time really, really matters. I have conversations with, I was speaking to a lawyer the other day, and I'm like, well, so how often is your team following up with these leads? And he's like, oh, once a week, we follow up with everybody all at once. I'm like, once a week? That means you had people that contacted you on Sunday,
yes.
and you're not getting back to them on Friday.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
My clients call me 2 days before closing and say they need an attorney. That is a case where I absolutely will take the first attorney that calls me back.
Yeah, exactly. And that happens more than you realize.
Exactly.
It's also an argument, Joe. I'm always telling folks, it's hard as a business owner to have the responsibility of doing sales all by yourself. Like really, when you can build your team and have, you know, a salesperson on your team that can jump on that stuff right away, because as a business owner, sometimes you're in a meeting, right?
Danny, I'm gonna tell you, you hit on something. If you don't have a lead generation source and process, that's not you. You are devaluing your company substantially as a business broker. You are absolutely correct. What you're talking about is not only successful marketing, but it absolutely will reduce or increase the value of your business by not having some type of formal lead generation system that the owner isn't plugged into.
Yeah. Yeah, because you just can't do it all as a business owner, right? Like you can't, like we're here on the radio, right?
Right.
We can't respond to leads right this moment. And,
that's right.
And the other thing that I always share with people is, you know, technology can help you out in this, right? Because sometimes, you know, a lead comes in at 3 a.m. What are you supposed to do? Wake up at 3 a.m. and call them back? Well, that's where like email automations come in, right? Because you can set it up so that a lead comes in, boom, they get an email from you right away. And then the next morning
just
when
so
you...
Just so y'all know, Danny taught me that.
That's yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And then you come in the next morning and then you can follow up with them personally. So technology is your friend in this area for sure.
So is the email within 5 minutes as acceptable as the phone call back in five
the
minutes?
The phone call is ideal. but set up an email as well. And there are so many simple systems you can use to do this, like MailChimp is easy and free. Set up an email to be instant, but try to have your team call back within 5 minutes as well. Do both.
Or I'm just going to make Julie stay up all night. Wait for that phone call.
Oh, Julie's about to fire me for sure.
Okay, you got anything else?
You know, we could talk about this all day, but I think that's a lot for folks to
get started with. So go over them one more time so that they can hear that.
Yeah, so 78% of the time, if a prospect reaches out to multiple businesses, the one that responds first is going to win 78% of the time. Second, the ideal lead response time is 5 minutes or less. You are 21 times more likely to convert a lead if you reach them within the first 5 minutes than if you wait for an hour. Yep. Do I have 20 more seconds?
Yes.
All right. So here's the tragedy, which we didn't talk about yet. 55% of businesses surveyed take 5 days or longer to respond to leads, and 27% of leads are never followed up with at all. If you're spending money and generating leads and not following up, you are just light that money on fire or flush it down the toilet. It'll save everybody a bunch of time and energy.
Wow. Okay, Justin, how much time I got? 10 seconds. If it's Monday afternoon, say it, Danny, say it.
Your business matters.
We got to work on that. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm rusty, man.
Yeah. You are listening to Local Biz Now. I am Joe Vagnone. If it is Monday afternoon, say it, Danny. Say it, say it.
Your business matters.
There you go. We thank you so much. You are listening to the number one talk business show in all of North Carolina, coming to you live from the Burner Cigar Studio here in Cornelius, North Carolina. We have our guest that is constantly bothering me and reminding me what a poor job of marketing I do, Danny Decker. Danny, thank you for being here, buddy.
Hey, always a pleasure, Joe.
And this second half, we'd like to introduce you to the president of Infinite Wealth Advisors, Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, thank you for being here, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So, Kevin, you weren't invited. You understand that, don't you?
I know that.
You were not invited to this. Robin Whitlock was invited. Robin, thank you for being here.
She needed somebody to carry her bag today,
so that was me.
And drive me here.
So I'm picking on Kevin on that.
My chauffeur cap's in the car.
Infinite Wealth Advisors, which one of you two want to take it? How would you describe the business?
Well, I mean, we're a wealth management company. I think what differentiates us from a lot of other people, and to Danny's point from earlier, we have a philosophy in the office called same day response, next day resolution. And that happens with not only things that are ongoing with the client, but new clients that are coming in. And that is that our team is required and they're responsible for immediately responding to client needs and and any service items that are out there that need to be done.
That's important. Money moved around. Very important.
Yeah, and it's critical. And we talk about that pretty much at every single staff meeting.
That today.
Yep. It's something that I brought from my time at, so this is a second career for me, but it's something I brought from my time at Siemens Health Systems. I ran consulting for them for the East Coast. And we had same day response, next day resolution. And we took a business that was basically running around $3 to $4 million a year of revenue, and in 3 years turned it into a $25 million enterprise.
So, Kevin, just so you know, Julie, Julie's on the book, and she wanted to remind me you were invited. She wanted to make sure that you knew that.
Yeah, Robin invited me. She said, "Hey, can you carry my bag and drive?"
We have a Julie too that we adore.
Everybody needs a Julie.
So
Julie's got your back, Kevin. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Julie.
I appreciate it. Julie has also taken your website information and got it on the book for you. So
great.
Those of you that are on the book, you can click on that directly.
Thank you again, Julie.
Yes.
So, Robin, I think I saw your information on Lake Norman Woman magazine.
Yes, you did. You did.
I can't remember what it was, but something was inspirational or inspiring. Kevin was making fun of me that I said that to you earlier. But
never. I would never do that.
Well, and if it was Lake Norman Woman magazine,
do you remember
that's
what
been
that article was?
Because
I can't remember.
That's been several years. We've had some recent articles, which may have piqued your interest too, with some estate planning and how we run our practice. But in particular, I believe the late Norman Woman magazine. It just went through my history, my background. I came from a small town, moved here in 1993, got into financial services, started a little accounting business, which is where Kevin and I came to know one another during that process, got married, had a son. I also take care of my mother. She's actually here in a local facility, so maybe one of those tidbits probably.
So let me ask a question. Did you wake up on a Tuesday and just decide I wanted to start counting people's money and keeping track of it? How does that happen that you end up being a financial planner?
That's a good question.
That is an excellent question.
Kevin, while she's thinking about it, do you want to take it?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you exactly how I did it. I mean, it was, you know, I spent 20 years in the healthcare industry, traveled all around the country, worked at the South Tower of the World Trade Center for about 4 years before they blew it up, was there for the first bombing when the white van and the elevator shaft, so I was there for that, had a big team there. When I turned 40, my midlife crisis was not a new Porsche, but it was a career change. I had had enough. I'd flown about almost 2 million miles, and I was leaving on Sundays and coming home on Friday nights, and Saturdays were relegated to doing wash and picking my clothes up at the cleaners. And so I ran into somebody who was in the financial services world, spent some time with them, had dabbled with financial services, just with my own personal money as well as some relatives, my mom. I hung a shingle out.
Well, and I think to follow up on that, now that I've had some time to think, I was doing accounting, and I would have clients that would come in to me and show me their tax returns and then start asking me questions about their investments. And at the time, I didn't have the credentials. So one thing kind of led to another. I was doing some accounting, doing income tax prep work, and then got the credentials to do the investments and then stacked on some other credentials. So just, here...
It's kind of evolved.
20 years later, yeah, it kind of evolved to a full-service planning firm, which is really important to both of us because when we want someone to come in, as I always say in the office, and everyone laughs, but it's about the relationship. We can do all of these things every day, but it's about the relationship that we establish with them.
So let's talk about that because I hear this a lot with service providers to small business people. If you don't create a relationship before they need it, they're not going to ask you till it's too late. For example, my clients, Danny, they ask for an attorney 2 days before the closing. They ask for an accountant 2 days after the closing, right? Then it's 2 weeks later when the check is still in the bank that they say, do you have a financial planner that maybe I can talk with, Joe? And it's not till they're feeling sick and they're in the hospital, they call and say, do you have an estate planner? Maybe I ought to figure something out, right? And so
I ask myself,
why is this that these small business people, most of the time, always forward thinking, you know, always thinking about the next thing they need to do. They won't do this for themselves personally.
You know why? It's because we as small business owners are so busy trying to conduct business and grow the business. And we're always looking forward. But just like the accountant, we don't have our own house in order. Right, or the financial planner don't have our house in order.
And to me, it's just real simple. I mean, it's you don't know what you don't know. And so you're focused on running the business, making sure you're making payroll. We have a bunch of small businesses as clients, and every one of them we are not transactional. And when people want to come in and they want to be transactional with us, we're probably not boarding them as a client. We're interested in the relationship.
Right,
we want them to lean on us. We want them to ask us questions.
And I want them to have a financial planner and estate planner because it makes the decision making easier when they get an offer, right? Or I don't want them to ask the broker, well, what do you think? Well, I can tell you what I think about the deal and how it was related to the value of the business, but I can't tell you what that deal structure looks like for your financial purpose, and that's where they need a team to be able to go back to and ask the question.
Are they going
to
come back and have, you know, buyer's remorse or seller's remorse,
That's right.
And saying, oh, I could have got more for this, and they're listening to their neighbor who says, oh, You should have sold the business for a 4X instead of a 2X, yep, or a 9X instead of a 6X. And so, you know, that's problematic. So, you know,
but
again,
we do a good job of letting our clients and prospective clients know that it is a full service. You come to us. If we can't help you, we have good referral partners, attorneys, because with the estate planning, you need some attorneys. We've got good referral partners. So we coach them. Come to us. Ask us. You can trust us. I think, in our credentials.
And we're accessible.
Yes.
I mean, that's the other thing, is that most people are not accessible. It's like you call, you talk to, nothing wrong with Julie, and Julie, nothing against you guys, but when a client calls and they need something or they have a question, they don't want to talk to somebody who's, you know, one of the team members. They want to talk to me. They want to talk to Robin. They've got something specific. Hey, can you help me with this? And the thing
is,
that's the relationship.
Yeah, with those clients, especially the longtime clients, and especially clients that are older business owners who are looking to transition out, I will go to their home. I will go meet them at a coffee shop. I will help them get their plan laid out for that next phase of life. It's really important.
Do you have a question, Danny?
Yeah, I just, you know, in the conversation we were having with you guys before the show too, you know, sort of the holistic nature of what you guys do, I think is really impressive, right? And as a business owner, you just said it, I just want to have someone I can call. You know, yes. I don't want to have someone to manage my investments and someone else do my insurance, someone else do, it's a huge service to just have a relationship with someone that you trust. You can pick up the phone and call them when you got a question. And if maybe you're not the right person to ask, but you have a referral for me.
That's
and it's
right.
Like, that's amazing.
It's very important. And of course, the people that we refer to, we've done our homework on them. And you know, it's most of the time it's people that we've known for a long time, but we're not going to refer you to someone that's not going to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that's interesting, and people want for people to come out onto the website, they always say, hey, you and Robin have this thing next to your name called the designation AIF. What is that? So what that stands for is it stands for Accredited Investment Fiduciary. And we're fiduciaries by licensure, but Robin and I have both taken the step beyond that and actually gone through the course that it takes to become an AIF, because we think it's important to be honest and forthright and trustworthy with your
Kevin,
client.
Let me be clear, okay? She got more letters than you.
I know she does. She's smarter than I am.
Let me see what they are.
That's why I wear the cap and drive.
That's right.
Yes. Now, Kevin, bring the car around, please.
Kevin, I don't know what they are, but she got more letters.
She does have more letters than me. I got to work on that.
We can write somebody's name. I'm just kidding.
No, don't let her write letters for my name. Good. Who knows what she'll put there?
So I'm curious. What are you guys looking for in a buyer profile? Right. What's a good client look like?
Somebody who's looking for guidance. I mean, really.
Yes.
Somebody who's open to looking for guidance on what they're trying to do.
Let me take a break and we'll come back.
Sure.
You are listening to Local Biz Now. I am Joe Vagnone. Say it, Danny. Say it, say it, say it.
It is Monday afternoon. Your business matters.
Yeah. We'll be right back. If I can get the board operator to turn the radio station back on. Yeah. Welcome back to the number one live business show in all of North Carolina. I'm here with Danny Deckard, the master and marketeer. Can I call you a marketeer?
Hey, it's your show, Joe.
Danny, remind everybody if they wanted to reach you, talk to you about some marketing, how they could do that,
buddy. Yeah, automaticmarketingagency.com, or just look me up on LinkedIn or Facebook, and I'm on all those platforms.
And we are talking with two exceptional financial planners. Can I say financial planner?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Kevin Sullivan and Robin Whitlock, and they are the principals of Infinite Wealth Advisors. Kevin, my friend, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So I noticed on your website, you two both talk a little bit about you back and forth for here and in Arizona. Tell me a little bit about Arizona. What's in Arizona?
Our office. No, we, let's see, it's been a year now. We located an office out in Scottsdale area. We had a block of clients out in that part of the country, and we have a good partner, strategic partner that's located in Scottsdale. So we kind of bit the bullet last year and put an office out there.
We started with just like a handful of clients out there for people that were in North Carolina, moved to Arizona, and we were referred to some family members.
Yes.
And over the last probably 8 or 9 years, those people have referred us to other people who have referred us to other people who have referred us to other people. So, you know, last summer, Robin and I were sitting down having a strategy session, and she said, hey, let's open an office in Scottsdale. We have enough people there. So we did, and we have a radio show that we do out there, and our podcast.
We've got some business owners out there.
Of business owners that are out there. So our podcast is Wealth Over Taxes, and you can get that, you know, wherever you listen to your podcasts. But, you know, it's not sales oriented. It's information.
Right.
You know, one of the big things that we try to do with clients is knowledge transfer. So there's two major things that we focus on. One is competency. Are you competent? And so, you know, it's interesting, Danny was talking about earlier about, you know, the sales process. You got to have competent people. I mean, you got to have competent people that are picking up the phone and talking to a potential client, which means they got to be smart and they got to know what they're talking about. So that's a major, major issue.
And, you know, and I've learned that starts with us as owners.
Correct.
Training.
Yep, and we do that.
Yes, we definitely do that as business owners. We do a lot of training. In fact, some things Danny said earlier, we talk about in our staff meeting.
Going to be in our next staff meeting.
Yeah, we're going to revisit that in our next staff meeting. Yeah, but it's that was to answer your question. That's how we ended up in Arizona. Plus, we've got a contingent in California, in Nevada,
lots of people in Texas, New Mexico.
So they come into Arizona because it's an easy trip for them, and it's a pretty area too.
But isn't it true? What surprised me is it seems kind of tricky because aren't different states set up differently for taxes and retirement? Or
yes,
is it all the
same?
We
have to be properly licensed in each of the entities.
That requires it.
Yes.
Yeah. Hence, Danny, all her letters behind her name. You
we have a good compliance officer too that keeps us in check.
I mean, that can't be an easy process because if I'm asking you a question in Charlotte, North Carolina, that's a different answer in Texas.
It is.
Yes,
and
it is
a different answer in Arizona.
Yes,
it's a very different answer in California.
Yeah, different laws, different states. I know, like Florida, there's age restrictions on types of investments that we can offer. So, we have to be very aware. And our Julie helps us with that along with our...
Everybody needs a Julie.
Everybody does need a Julie.
Yeah, but we do. We have a good compliance officer. So before we make those transitions with clients or bring a client on board, we make sure that we're properly licensed to offer whatever the investment.
Dan, you had a question?
Yeah. So, you know, we're all small business owners here. We're small business owners listening to this show. You guys mentioned that you work a lot with small business owners.
Yes.
And so I'm just curious, maybe a little bit of a selfish question, but what are some of the blind spots or maybe opportunities that, you know, the small business owners who may be listening to the show might not even be aware of from a financial planning perspective?
Well, one of the items that we recognized right away working with more small business owners, especially when, again, they're trying to just move their business forward, they've not done their own business planning, their 401ks, their life insurance, their long-term care needs. So those are things that we can bring to bear. I know we've done some just recently, you know, we've had a handful of small businesses that have come to us because they think because they're a small firm, they can't offer these type plans for their employees. It's a good tax write-off as well as being able to offer benefits to your employees. So 401ks, life insurance.
And you know, it's important that...
Cash balance plans.
I'm sorry, what was that last
name? No, cash balance plans.
Right.
I mean, even beyond that, I mean, it's you know, it's buy-sell agreements.
Yes.
It's succession planning. You know, business owners, and you know this, Joe, business owners never want to think about succession planning. You know, what's going to happen when I leave, when I sell? You know, I want to leave it to my kids. Well, and we've had business owners come in where we've had to do succession planning for them, and sort of lead that because the understanding was that the father's going to leave the business to the son, and the son goes, I ain't interested.
Yeah.
Man, and that happens more and more.
It happens a ton.
And I'll tell you something else. I tell financial planners this all the time. You need to make sure that I'm involved to give a valuation on how the business is being valued so you can work that into your plan so that the expectation of the seller or the current owner, They don't assume my business is going to be worth XYZ and that's how I'm going to be able to fund my retirement. It really does require a team and conversation.
Yes.
It does.
It's very important to have that team in place. But it is something, you're right, Kevin, that the small business, you don't think about that. You're like, I'm in growth mode. I'm just trying to grow the business. But you can do things in small steps and small stages to help you now, so that when you do hit those big numbers, you've already got a plan in place.
Well, what I like to tell people is, if you really have all this information, your team has given you all of this, it makes it easier for you to make the decision, so your company is moving ahead in a good, yes, successful way. Yes.
Yeah, one of the challenges that I think that we see with business owners is that they're trying to do it all, and you can't.
No.
You can't? Yeah.
I mean, you're standing in a small business where the owner, yeah, just got done hosting a show, turned on the lights, made some coffee for me, got you some water, and he's running the board right now.
Yeah, listen.
Good job, Justin.
Good job, Justin. Yeah, man, Robin and I are guilty of that. You know, sometimes you get sucked into the trenches, and you know this.
Yes, oh, yeah.
You get sucked into the trenches, and the next thing you know, you're like mired down, and you can't figure out what is wrong, why you can't get to that next level or up to that next step.
And then 3 months are gone before you realize what happened, right? Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, you know, having a team of people.
Well, it keeps you accountable when you have the team, because...
And the relationship.
Yes, the relationship
is everything. It is not... If the people you're working with are transactional, you know, and I'm somebody who kind of speaks my mind, but...
To work with him on this.
If the people that you're working with are transactional, then you need new people, okay? Because it's the relationship. It's the comfort level with you being able to communicate with them, and your team being able to communicate back with you, and you're making joint decisions and good decisions about the things that you're doing. I mean, that's what's going to make you successful, particularly in a transition. So,
Robin, your website again, give it to people that listen on the radio.
InfiniteWealthAdvisors.com, and that's advisors, O-R-S. Or you can look us up on LinkedIn, Robin Whitlock and Kevin Sullivan. Or you can give us a call.
So go ahead and give that phone number.
877-281-8282.
This is radio. You got to do it twice.
877-281-8282.
She got a perfect voice, doesn't she, for radio? Yeah,
you're a pro. You guys must have done this before.
So walk me through the process, because a lot of us small business people, last thing we want to do is call you and then be given a sales pitch, and life's too short for that. So walk me through what that looks like.
So the no sales pitch. That's just not what we do. I tell this people all the time. If you want a sales pitch, don't call us. Yeah. That's not what we're after.
Yeah. We have a pretty good process. It's very benign. It's just Kevin can lay it out.
You know, we're gonna talk to you. We're gonna find out what it is that we can help you with. You know, a typical client that would come in that maybe is not a business owner that's just looking for help. We have a very specific process, and everybody goes through the same process when they come in. You know, risk profile, interview, talking to them, getting into the weeds about, you know, how are they managing, you know, assets. What are they planning on doing with those
generational
assets?
Generational.
What are you doing from a generational point of view? What are you doing from a, you know, are you philanthropic in nature? Are you planning on, you know, doing trust work? You know, are you on the higher end of the wealth side? Do you need to do advanced estate planning? So it's asking all those questions, and then depending on which of those questions you sort of check the box on, enter into a process for every one of those things. And it's the garbage in, garbage out theory. Danny shakes his head. It's the garbage in, garbage out theory. You give us good information, we're going to be able to provide you with exceptional feedback and things that, and recommendations. And so I think that that's one of the, which is not transactional.
Yeah.
It's all about the relationship, the
business owner, the prospective client. It's about the relationship, drawing information out to see if we can assist. Most important.
Yeah. A lot of times we identify stuff that the business owner, particularly with a business, that they don't even know about.
We've only got about a minute or two, but talk about some of those things that they just miss or don't think about that become important the minute they sit down with you.
Succession. I mean, for business owners, you say succession planning, and they look
they
at you, and they look at you like you got nine heads.
Yeah. And I'll just tell you a real quick story. It is important for succession planning, because we have a person in our one of our strategic partners that had planned to leave the business to the son, and the son died unexpectedly, and he has no other family, and his whole plan was based on that son. There was no contingency, and so things happen. Time to plan.
Well, in my case, literally, we're down to maybe less than 10% of my clients' family members want to own that business. They just don't.
The kids aren't interested.
They don't want mom and dad's. They don't want to work as hard as mom and dad did.
Yeah.
We got to go. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
Infinite Wealth Advisors, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Kevin and Robin, we appreciate you being here. If it's Monday afternoon, say it.
Your business matters.
Serving yeah. Ever before. WS.